to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Happy Earth Day. It was on this day 43 years ago that the first Earth Day was celebrated. Now, the history of Earth Day would be incomplete without mentioning Gaylord Nelson. Indeed, the origin of Earth Day can be traced to him. Now, Nelson was a former Wisconsin governor and U.S. senator who deeply believed in preserving the environment. His idea was for teach-ins to occur all over the United States on one day. And there was success. On April 22, 1970, there was estimated to be events that took place at 2,000 colleges and 10,000 schools. Now, the key to the popularity of the day was in the grassroots. Instead of a national organization dictating what to emphasize, each community could choose. This was American politics at its best, a national goal operationalized at the local level. In 1970, there were Earth Day events in New York City, Philadelphia, Madison, Wisconsin, Denver, Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Pittsburgh. Gaylord Nelson spoke in Denver on that first Earth Day. Here is some of his partial text. I congratulate you who, by your presence here today, demonstrate your concern and commitment to an issue that is more than just a matter of survival. How we survive is a critical question. Earth Day is dramatic evidence of a broad new national concern that cuts across generations and ideologies. It may be symbolic of a new communication between young and old about our values and priorities. Take advantage of this broad new agreement. Don't drop out of it. Pull together a new national coalition whose objective is to put gross national quality on a par with gross national product. Our goal was not just an environment of clean air and water and scenic beauty. The objective is an environment of decency, quality, and mutual respect for all other human beings and all other living creatures. Our goal is a new American ethic that sets new standards for progress, emphasizing human dignity and well-being rather than an endless parade of technology that produces more gadgets, more waste, more pollution. Are we able to meet the challenge? Yes. We have the technology and the resources. Are we willing? That is the unanswered question. Well, Earth Day 2013. Are we willing? If you are, check out the page on the Environmental Protection Agency website called EPA for Citizen Action. It is at www.epa.gov/epahome/citizen.htm. It has excellent ideas for the Earth, if you're willing. Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.